Wham! Bam! Body slam! You're listening to My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, right here on JitteryMonkey.com. Now here's your host, Kevin Huntsberger. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 7 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. This one called Fight, Nigel Fight. I'll be talking with international wrestling star, now retired, Nigel McGuinness. He is embarking on quite an adventure, quite an undertaking, and he's needing your help as wrestling fans to find an alternative to the current wrestling product that's out there right now, whether it be WWE, TNA, or even Lucha Underground. Nigel McGuinness is a former Ring of Honor and TNA star, was pretty big on the independent scene and wrestled a lot overseas. So we'll be talking with him in just a little bit. I wanted to go over some things here, though, before we get into that conversation and let you know how you can help his endeavor here at LAFights.com. But again, we'll talk with Nigel and hear from him in just a few minutes. So I want to also thank you, of course, for downloading the podcast, whether it's through iTunes or through the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network, which is JitteryMonkey.com. Lots of folks over there working hard to bring you some fun and entertaining podcast in the world of sports, video games, pop culture, comic books, and of course, professional wrestling. So a shout out to my friends over at the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, although Monkey on Twitter is spelled with a U. So Greg Mahochko and the staff and team over there at the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network working very hard every day to put out some quality shows. And I encourage you to check everything out there, again, through iTunes or JitteryMonkey.com. And while I'm plugging things, I invite you to head on over to my123cents.com. That is, of course, the website for the wrestling blog that I do. I also talk about other things, pop culture related, my life in general. My buddy, blogging partner Chad, has thrown his 123 cents there in there from time to time as well. Got an article up or a blog up now about Rusev and why it's not a good idea to crush him, at least just yet. So I invite you to check that out as well. And going to talk about a few notes before getting into the interview, like I said, with Nigel McGuinness. But as of this recording, the Royal Rumble is less than a week away. Looking forward to that event. I have always been a huge fan of the Royal Rumble since its inception back in 1988 when it aired on the USA Network. Of course, Hacksaw Jim Duggan winning that 20-man competition. And they've done some variations and tweaked the Rumble through the years, adding the world title as opportunity at WrestleMania as one of the things, having 40 men in the Rumble instead. But this year's event is shaping up as of, like I said, this recording, and I would imagine that once Raw and SmackDown air again this week, that things will change, at least somewhat. But right now, there are only 10 men who are signed up, if you will, for the Royal Rumble over-the-top rope matchup itself. And I'm still going. Originally, I had picked Roman Reigns to win this, but of course, now Daniel Bryan has thrown his hat into the ring and is back on a full-time basis and seems to be doing well with his health and his neck and whatnot. So my scenario as of right now is Daniel Bryan winning the Royal Rumble. And I don't know if it's going to happen at the Royal Rumble or not, but I look for Seth Rollins to actually be the one going into WrestleMania as the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. My original scenario was Brock Lesnar losing to John Cena, but then laying him out after the match, and Rollins cashing in that Money in the Bank opportunity. I think that is still a possibility, even though Rollins is in this match. I see this. I don't see him carrying that briefcase much longer, and I think it would definitely shake things up and kind of be unpredictable, throwing in that unpredictability factor into the road to WrestleMania. So time will tell. I'm not quite sure who to pick as the winner of the overall match, but I think at the end of the night, Seth Rollins walks out as WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
it remains to be seen. The only other match announced so far, the Usos taking on The Miz and Damian Mizdow for the umpteenth time. And this match, to me, just exhibits another sign that the WWE tag team situation is still, despite the fact that The New Day is there and The Ascension is now there, there is a lot lacking in the world of tag team wrestling in WWE. This has been a problem I've talked about countless times over at my123cents.com and at youtube.com/my123cents. So I really am hoping that in 2015 we get some more depth into the tag team scene, because I'm predicting that Miz and Mizdow end up splitting here sooner rather than later, and then we're kind of back into that same situation where we're lacking. And you know, you've got Los Matadors, Stardust, and Goldust, The New Day, The Ascension, and then, of course, the two competing in this tag team title match. But I don't think there's a whole lot of other tag teams out there. So, although there have been hinting with Cesaro and Tyson Kidd, which is always a good thing, I think when you can bring two guys together and put them together and see if the chemistry is going to work, it usually doesn't always happen, but a lot of times we get some great tag teams that develop that way. So hopefully WWE hasn't given up hope on the tag team situation, and we do get some more quality tag team matches. Also want to talk about Macho Man Randy Savage very briefly. Well-deserved announcement the other night on Raw. He is going into the WWE Hall of Fame, the class of 2015, the first member, and I'm excited about this. I do wish that I was going to be in attendance, even though I think that the posthumous inductions, although very special, I like hearing the stories from the actual inductee himself or herself. So a kind of a bittersweet moment. And I know a lot of fans are upset and a little bitter about the fact that it's taken this long to get Savage into the Hall of Fame. I say, let's be happy that it's happening finally. And you know, we don't know all the reasons, and you also don't want to throw every first round pick, if you will, into the Hall of Fame in the same year. Then you end up going for years with guys who are just kind of there for the ceremony and not those first-round draft picks, if you will, for the Hall of Fame. I shared more thoughts on this on the YouTube channel. So over at youtube.com/my123cents, you can hear more about my thoughts about Macho Man Randy Savage, a well-deserved honor, finally going in to the WWE Hall of Fame. And final note, this podcast for you, Episode 7, is Episode 8. I am hoping that things work out in the coming week, because I have a WWE superstar on the active roster right now, planned, booked, scheduled to be a part of the show. That is WWE, former WWE World Champion, as well as former United States Champion, Sheamus. I'm going to be talking with him about his Make-A-Wish work with WWE and how he reached out recently to a young fan from my area of Southern Illinois, really made that young man's day, made things so much brighter for him. But we'll get more into that. Right now, that interview is scheduled to take place. I'm supposed to be recording that probably the same time you're listening to this podcast. So hopefully that all works out, and we'll drop that podcast for you the day after the Royal Rumble, and it will be the post-Rumble recap. We'll do some analysis and talk a little bit about the Royal Rumble. So as always, you can reach out to me at Kevin Huntsperger on Twitter or at my123cents. You can leave a message on the jitterymonkey.com board there. There's a place to leave comments. And then, of course, if you are listening through iTunes, I encourage you to leave a review, whether you hate it, whether you love it. I want to hear from you guys. I want to make this thing as good as it can be. And if you have ideas for guest indie stars from around the country, I'm very concentrated in the Midwest and part of the Mid-South area, so you'll be hearing some more from the indie stars in that area in the coming weeks and months as well. So let's get to Nigel McGuinness without any further ado. And everybody, thank you so much for supporting My123cents and JitteryMonkey.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I am excited today to introduce you to our guest, Nigel McGuinness. Of course, you may remember him from Ring of Honor or TNA Impact Wrestling, or wrestling fans from around the world may recognize the name as well. Nigel, thanks so much for joining us. And first of all, tell us how you're doing these days.
I'm doing fantastically. Never been better. Physically, 100%. Do jiu-jitsu 3 times a week. I do yoga a couple of times a week. I managed to go hiking up in the Hollywood Hills as well. So that's fantastic. Live in Los Angeles, one of the most beautiful parts of the world. So I don't want people to be jealous, but I'm very, very happy in my life where I am. Moving forward is very exciting.
And you're keeping quite busy, and that's part of the reason why we're talking today, Nigel, is about a project that you're working on. It's called LA Fights, Something Worth Fighting For. So for our fans who maybe haven't seen the videos online, kind of explain what exactly LA Fights is about.
It's really an evolution of pro wrestling in the sense that instead of it being 52 weeks a year, and instead of it being a promotion, it's none of those things. It is a TV show. It's a series. It's closer, if you will, if you've heard of the Lucha Underground show in that regard. But it's an evolution in the sense beyond that, that the in-ring style is nothing like the pro wrestling that you're used to. I believe, and have believed for a long time, that because of the influence of MMA, UFC specifically, the public have a different perception of what real professional fights look like nowadays. Therefore, I think the in-ring style of pro wrestling certainly can evolve in that direction, thereby appealing to a far broader portion of that sort of pro wrestling, scripted fights, entertainment demographic. And the storylines as well, I think, because of shows like Breaking Bad or Sons of Anarchy or whatever else, we're not used to now, you know, sort of A, B, and C storylines. We like going in different directions, having twists, having characters as well, to act in different directions that we wouldn't expect. You know, we're so still within pro wrestling. We still hear the term baby faces and heels. And I seem to remember Vince McMahon talking about Shades of Grey 15 years ago. Now, I get it. I get it in terms of there are certain people who are going to be cheered and liked, but we can call those guys baby faces. And there are certain people that are going to be disliked, but we can call those guys heels. But to say the guys that we cheer are the ones that never cheat and always uphold the rules, and vice versa, I think is soft-meric and disingenuous, and I think it limits the art form. And that's what this is really about. This is just about showing what is possible within the art form, within the genre. And really, when you look at our generation, what is our generation's stamp going to be on the industry? If you look back now to the last 10 or 15 years, I think Ring of Honor has done great things in terms of evolving the style and everything else. And I think we've got some fantastic wrestlers there. But on a mainstream level, when you look at WWE, what has really been the overwhelming story with TNA's influence as well? We haven't seen that big upswing on a mainstream level for 10 or 15 years now. So this is a possibility for this generation, for wrestling fans and wrestlers themselves, to say we want to do something different. We want to evolve the industry and really show what is possible. And this is a chance to do that.
And for nearly 15 years, as you mentioned, WWE has kind of had that that dominant spot in the world of professional wrestling, and there hasn't been a solid number two to step up and kind of take that role. Do you see LA Fights as this is a dream, a vision right now, but what is the reality of this going the next step? Because I know you have a Kickstarter fund going right now, and the goal is to raise $370,000. Now, first of all, tell our listeners where that money would go to for the initial start of this company.
If you go to lafights.com, you can get all of the details and where you can see exactly where it is. But what I don't think a lot of people sort of understand who haven't worked in TV is how much work goes into an hour-long TV show that you watch. I mean, even before I even launched the Kickstarter, I put 18 months into this, 18 months into the characters, developing the characters so they're genuine and their conflicts can conflict with the other characters there, in terms of developing the in-ring style, in terms of writing 6-episode scripts. So I put a lot of work into that already, you know, which I've done all for free. But then there would be 2 weeks of pre-production. There'll be an 18-day principal shoot. So that means there'll be 2 actual live shows. On top of that, every day we'll have to shoot the behind-the-scenes action. And then I'm imagining about 2 to 3 months from post-production, I'll be editing it and then color correction, sound, all the legal clearances for music, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There is so much work that goes into it. $370,000 is a lot of money. But for 6-episode TV series, it really is the bare bones necessity. Because what I did is I wrote the script and I said, look, I know I'm not going to get what it needs. I know, in an ideal world, I'd need about $1.5 million to make this the way I want it. I know I'm not going to get that on Kickstarter. That's the way I want to go because it's the only way I'll have carte blanche. I'll have creative control to make the product that I want to see. So what's the bare bones essential amount of money that I need? I went to my friend who's a producer out here who budgets TV shows and films all the time. We sat down with the script and we hammered it all out, how long it would take to shoot, how many scenes, etc., etc. 370 is the absolute minimum to get a product out there which will be good enough that people will be happy with and we can sell and get places after the fact.
Now, we've seen some of the videos that are posted at LAFights.com, as you mentioned, and you've got some notable names that are behind this project for indie wrestling fans: Colt Cabana, Jimmy Jacobs, Evan Bourne, formerly of the WWE. Will these individuals be a part of the actual...
I'm certainly open to the possibility, uh-huh. But what will happen when this gets funded, if this gets funded... is there'll be a casting process, and that casting process basically involves finding out, can guys act, can they emote, do they have personal history that ties in with one of the storylines that I've written, can they work the style that I'm proposing within the ring, and are they available for the shoot dates as well? Mm-hmm. So any discussion about who's going to be in this really is kind of futile at this point because they may not be available, for example.
Gotcha.
I'm certainly open to anybody. As I said, it's a bare bones budget, which means nobody's getting rich off this. I'm not making any money off of this. You know, any money that I will get out of this will be to essentially pay my rent so I don't have to get a regular job, so I can commit 60 hours a week, which is what it will take to make this into a reality.
How is this different? How is this different than sports entertainment per se that we see today on WWE or the more wrestling action that we see on a Ring of Honor kind of show? Is this melding the two arts together, so to speak?
I don't think they're different arts. I think scripted fight entertainment is one huge genre. It's one huge canvas that we've only painted on a very small portion of it. I mean, let me ask you, Kevin, as I said, you've watched some of the pitch videos, you know a little bit about the project, and obviously mm-hmm. you are interested in it, which is why you've had me on this. What would you say? Why do you think it's different?
You know, I think it's important, as many of the people who have said on the video, wrestling fans today, I think, are looking for something different. We've kind of all been there, done that, I think, is the mentality with a lot of us, and we want to see... something change. We want to see an evolution, if you will. And for the last 15 years, it's kind of been the same old, same old.
Right. But in answering your question, though, why do you think LA Fights is that product?
I think that with your experience and with your vision, it's something that, quite honestly, I've not seen before. And I think that this really does have a legitimate shot at making it. And I think that fans... are interested in seeing some sort of change, something a little different out there.
Gotcha. But you're seeing here the difficulty that I have when, because as you are doing and as I did, to a certain extent, you speak, not in hyperbole, but you speak in general terms about what is possible. And people go, well, I don't really get it. I don't really see it necessarily. And aside from giving somebody the finished script and saying, this is what it is, and obviously I can't do that because then it's out there and anybody else can do it, it's kind of difficult because if you try and describe any TV show in words, you're not going to get what the finished product is. And this is the reality of where we are here now. To a certain extent, certainly with crowdfunding, you have to have faith in the creator. You have to have faith that what they've done in the past lived up to expectations. I had the documentary that I got $50,000 from Kickstarter for. I put everything into it, and it's got overwhelmingly positive reviews from everybody who's watched it. And so, you know, to a certain extent, you have to do that. Now, I've talked, and again, you can go to lafights.com to get more of the details, but I've talked about how the in-ring style will be a hybrid of what we're used to in pro wrestling and what we know now about realistic fighting in MMA. It can't just be scripted MMA because that will be boring. It has to have some modifications to where it will be entertaining and to where people who aren't big MMA fans necessarily can digest and understand it. They're all in place. I've put a lot of work into this. Storylines as well. If you look at storylines, when you're writing storylines 52 weeks a year, you can't write complex storylines and character arcs all over that time period. It's impossible. You can't write 52 weeks a year of Breaking Bad. Can't be done. That's why if you go to this seasonal format, you can do storylines that can't be done in traditional pro wrestling, and I believe can profoundly change what is possible. But none of it will happen if people who are listening to this, who have heard about this project, don't back it. I mean, that is the reality, because we all have ideas. And a lot of these ideas you may have thought about yourself, but if you don't get behind it, if you don't support small independent artists, you are beholden to the large companies like WWE and like TNA to do what you think they want to do. They're not going to, because they have a product. At least WWE has a product now, which makes them millions of dollars a year. They still sell out arenas. They have their demographic that they're appealing to. And if you're not part of that demographic, you live in a world where the only option you have is to opt out. And that means don't support products that you don't like, and do support products that you do like. So if you like this product, and if you believe in me, and you want to see something different, this is the only way to do it. Make sure it happens.
Yeah, and LAFights.com is the website to go to, and you can go there and not only see the pitch videos, but also learn about what your money is going to go toward and what the incentives are for backing this project. And Nigel, you have been raising some money here. So let me ask you this, because I have been involved with other projects like this that haven't been necessarily a wrestling theme to them. And some of my listeners, I'm sure, have as well. What happens if they donate and then the project does not happen?
You mean if it gets funded and it doesn't happen, or if it doesn't get funded?
If it doesn't get funded, with Kickstarter, I believe you have to raise all the money that your goal is, right?
I get all of it, or I get none of it.
Okay.
Means you have nothing to lose. On Indiegogo and some other sites, and that was certainly an option to me, once you put your money in, it's gone, it goes to the creator. But as we are right now, I have $50,000 towards $370,000. Mm-hmm. Now, on Indiegogo, I could have taken that and I could have said, well, you know what, I can't shoot all six episodes. I'll shoot a pilot and maybe we can sell that. Maybe, maybe, maybe. People aren't giving me money for a maybe, and I'm not interested in maybe. I'm interested in creating a show that can profoundly change the industry and show what is possible within the industry. I can't do that for $50,000, and that's the reality. So people don't have to worry that they're going to lose their money and not get anything back on it. If it gets 370 and it gets funded, you will see a product that I promise you will be as revolutionary as I am saying. There's no doubt about that. You really have nothing to lose by putting your hand in your pocket and making this, trying to make this a reality. Because if it doesn't get the 370, you will get it all back every last cent.
So fans, you could be a part of this, and it's an all or nothing kind of deal. So if the fund doesn't reach that $370,000, we won't see this happen. So do you have time frames in mind when fans might actually, because let's look at the positive here, this is going to get funded and backed. And so when can fans start seeing a finished product on this?
Well, again, if you go to LAFights.com, it's one of there's frequently asked questions. That's one of them, is the filming schedule. If it gets funded, it will be funded by the end of January, which means it will take a month or two for the casting process, for getting a production team together in terms of shooting this and making a reality. Then it will look probably, I would say, another month or two to do the pre-production, the 2 weeks of pre-production, the 18 days of actually filming. And then it will be another 2 or 3 months of post-production. And obviously there's a possibility of some legal issues in terms of clearing everything, dotting all my I's, crossing all my T's, making sure we can put the product out there. And I believe that takes us up to about September or October of this year if it happens. But again, if it doesn't get funded, if we do not get the money by the end of January, then it's all for now. I'm not going to give up on it. I've had a significant number of people who have backed this, who have showed me that they want to see something new, and they're passionate about it, and they believe in me, and I'm going to reward that. I'm not going to give up on it. Having said that, I'm limited to what I can do if this doesn't get funded through Kickstarter. There is a good chance I may have to give up some creative control, and therefore the finished product may not be what I envision, and therefore it may not have the effect that we all hope it can do. So this is the reality, and I'm going to say it one more time. If you want to see something new, if you had these ideas, you want to see pro wrestling held in the same esteem, sort of shows like Breaking Bad or Sons of Anarchy or Walking Dead, this is your opportunity to make it happen. I can't be any clearer than that.
And it's, like I said, it sounds like a great concept, a great idea, and you've obviously got the support of many of your friends in the world of professional wrestling. Are you hearing a lot of response from fans as well, or are you just getting the support of industry insiders?
No, I'm actually getting very little from industry insiders. Not so much industry insiders, but from people who are within the industry. And it's totally understandable, because even though this is not in any way competition, it's certainly positioned in the sense that people want to see something new. And unfortunately, for a company like WWE or TNA, certainly, then they may take that as meaning there's something wrong with their product. And whether there is or isn't is neither here nor there. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, all I'm saying is I believe there's a huge gap in the marketplace for something new and something evolutionary like this. But that being the case, if you work for one of those companies, you certainly can't be open and public about saying, we need a new product, because by extrapolation, then that could be perceived as them saying there's something wrong with their product. And it's not the case. If you look at any other art form, if you look at movies or music or whatever else, if you're in a movie and you go, you know what, I saw this other movie, it's fantastic. I think this other movie will be great and great for the business. People would never go, well, I don't want you on my movie because, you know, you're saying there's something on my movie. Nothing like it. But that's the notion that we've had in pro wrestling for so long, because of the territory, because of that competition mentality, and there's no reason for it whatsoever. Any product that is good will raise the stakes of pro wrestling. Now, if your argument is that what I'm trying to do will be the shit, fair enough, I get it. We can have a discussion about that. That's fair enough. But to say that any new product is competition and is a knock on your product, I don't think this is really fair. But nonetheless, it exists. I understand it. If I worked for WWE, I certainly probably couldn't, you know, back a different project as well. Having said that, there have been people who have really got behind it on social media. Kurt Angle, you mentioned Evan Bourne before, Seidel, other people as well. Sean Waltman has gone to great lengths to really sort of back me and support me. So there has been support, but it's really the fan base, my fan base, that has got behind me so far. But we still, we're about 50 grand, about 300, a little over 300 backers so far. So a long way to go. I had over 1,000 backers for my documentary. And every Monday night, there are about 4 million people that watch Monday Night Wrestling. And it's, by the sounds of social media, about half of them hate the product, by the sounds of it. So if that's the case, then really, you have to get behind something. Because you can't just get WWE to put something different out that arguably might alienate the audience that do love their product now. That's the reality. Now, they're still selling their T-shirts. They're still selling out arenas and places. Business isn't as good as in the 90s, but they've got a business model. None of them are going home starving. So the point of the matter is you have to believe in something new.
Yeah, and you can get involved with this project for as little as a $10 pledge. And again, you can go to the website LAFights.com, and that'll take you to the videos about the project. And Nigel, I noticed in one of the videos you did mention that if this is funded and is a go, that you will be stepping back into the ring. Is that, obviously, I would assume that that's an exciting prospect for you as well, not just being involved with this creatively, but also being able to kind of do your craft and do what so many fans have loved and missed about you.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, it's exciting is the word. I mean, I'm a little, filled with a little bit of intrepidation, if you will. I like being healthy. I don't like, you know, getting injured or anything like that. And that's part of why I quit wrestling, because outside of WWE, I felt I couldn't make the money commensurate with the injuries that I would eventually get. And WWE weren't interested in me. So that was the only option that I had. You know, part of me evolving in ring style to a less bump heavy, arguably bump free style, which is a lot safer for the guys. Matches will be shorter. And because I've evolved this in ring style, obviously I feel like I should probably be one of the guys in it to show what is possible in the genre. Absolutely.
So let's do another quick evaluation here, or a quick recap. If fans want to get involved, they can go to LAFights.com, and then what's the process as far as making a pledge goes?
There's a thing on there that says back this project. Click on that. put your credit card info in, and you are a backer. You'll get to see all the updates, and depending on how much you back, you'll either be able to see all the video blogs of the production, seeing behind the scenes stuff that most people never really get an idea of what goes into making a TV show. You'll see all of that. If you put more money in, you'll get to see the finished product via the online link. More money, you'll get to see the finished DVD as well. There's T-shirts, there's finished scripts. For more money, you can even have a walk-on part. You can be an executive producer. All a manner of other ways of getting involved and getting some very great rewards for what could be a profoundly moving and powerful piece of TV and evolution within the history of pro wrestling.
And I would imagine once that $370,000 goal is reached, the production happens, the finished product is put out there later this year, that's going to open the door then for sponsors and advertisers and going mainstream. So this becomes then not only a self-sufficient, a self-supporting endeavor, but could potentially then become a money-making venture as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's written for a second series, certainly, and with Light Imitating Art. It's a small underground fight club. Well, not underground, not in the sense of fight club. I mean, it is a show, much like a pro wrestling guerrilla show out here. It's written to where at the end of the show there is interest from a major TV channel. So same thing could happen. If I manage to get enough eyeballs on this and becomes enough of a hit, then a big channel can come on board. But the reality is I'm not doing this to get rich. I'm doing it to show what is possible within the art form. Within the genre, it's taken me 15 years of my life to learn this wonderful art form, and I believe I have the ability to make it happen, to do something with it, and to show what other people can do, you know, because I don't doubt, if I can show that I know this is 370, but this is using calling in favors, etc., and having a product which can be put on mainstream TV. But if you're a small company, you already have shows, you have camcorders, you can take my model and you can still put out DVDs, and as long as your storylines are believable and engaging enough, as long as your in-ring style is believable enough, you can do the exact same thing and make money without having to constantly worry about how many people are going to show up each month.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's a project that you, the fan, can be a part of in more ways than one. Again, the website is lafights.com. Nigel, any parting words you have for our listeners today?
If you haven't heard of it, go to it. If you have heard of it, haven't backed it, please back it. If you have questions, I'm on Twitter, @McGinnisNigel. I'm on Facebook. I'm all over social media. I've done nothing but answer questions. I'm completely open and transparent with every part of this. I can't show you the script, of course, but I can answer every question as openly and honestly as I possibly can, so where hopefully you'll have faith in me at this and make this a reality. And for the people who have heard of it and who have backed it, I cannot thank you enough. I cannot tell you how much your support means to me. And without your support with this project and also with the project that helped me make my documentary, I would not be where I am today. I would not have the lifestyle that I am today. It is a cliche to say that I am nothing without you, but that's the reality. And I think we too often forget that every day when I wake up and I see more people backing, or even when someone contacts me on Facebook and says, well, what a positive influence they have in their life, whether they watch my documentary or watch my match, I will forever be grateful to have that influence on even one person. So thank you. Life is good. Whatever happens with this, I'm okay. I'm at peace. It's cool. I put a lot of work into this. I believe we can do something very special within the industry. And if anybody listening believes that too, make it happen.
Sounds great. And Nigel McGinnis, you are in the perfect spot, Los Angeles, to make this happen. Again, the website, LA Fights. We'll have all the links at jitterymonkey.com. You can link into that. Find Nigel on Twitter and Facebook as well. Sir, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for what you've done for the industry of professional wrestling and putting so many fans, giving them something to cheer for and be a fan of.
Well, thank you for your time, Kevin. I appreciate it, mate.
Yep, have a great day.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye. Again, fans, that was Nigel McGinnis. The project is called LA Fights. You can be a part of this. Simply go to lafights.com to learn more details. You can watch the videos, and, I know some people who may be getting involved in this as well, not only just on the financial level, but helping out Nigel with this project. So if you are able to give, this would be a project worthy of giving. And again, you lose nothing if the project ends up not reaching its goal of $370,000. It's nothing out of your pocket. So if you have that opportunity to do it, I would highly encourage it and recommend it. Again, thank you so much for listening to My 123 Cents, the podcast, right here on jitterymonkey.com. If you've downloaded us on iTunes, be sure to rate. Let us know what you think of the show, if you love it, if you hate it, if you want different guests. I'm going to be doing some Q&As. I'm trying to find other names out there in the world of professional wrestling. I'm doing this as a hobby and for fun, and I love it. And I love the opportunity to reach out to the industry, to the folks that are in the industry, the men and women who are part of professional wrestling, the fans as well who are a part of this great business that we all know and love. Again, for jitterymonkey.com, I'm Kevin Huntsberger. Thanks so much for listening.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.
Hey, Toby.
Hey, Greg.
So we've been doing this podcast network thing for a long time.
Yeah, it seems like it.
And we're finally starting now to get a little traction under us.
Yeah, a lot of people are jumping on board to have some shows.
Big shout out to some of our shows here. My 123 Cents, a wrestling podcast based off of a blog site by the same name. Kevin Huntsberger is running that one. And you and Craig are back with a sports podcast off of another blog that you started years back.
Yeah, Seat Above the Stands. And if you're into anything local, high school related sports, we do that. National related stuff, we do that. And arguing. We really do that. So yeah, tune in.
Matt Horst has a gamer, and he's been updating that as his time allows. And he and his wife, Sierra and Zach, also have Popped Culture, and where they talk about books, and they talk about movies and action figures and all kinds of good stuff.
Absolutely. A lot of different areas covered. We can always have more, though.
And Nerd United.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I've been so grateful for everybody who's decided to join me on episodes of that show, and we're looking to keep going strong, and we're going to have a busy 2015. We hope that everybody tunes in and takes the Jittery Monkey podcast along for the ride on iTunes, on Stitcher. You just gotta do a little search.
And it's simple. You subscribe to the network and you get every show, so you can listen to the ones you want and don't have to listen to the ones you're not interested in. And be sure to rate them, please, because when you rate them and leave a comment, it really does help. So do that.
Yeah,
well.
Make sure you hit that subscribe button.
Subscribe.
And leave your feedback. Make sure that you follow Jittery Monkey Podcast on Facebook, as well as Jittery Monkey on Twitter. Now, that's monkey with a U, because the other Jittery Monkey was taken and the other guy didn't want to free it up.
Nah.
So, yeah, but we're busy, we're active, and we appreciate everybody who's joined us along this far.